ko Ihua te kupu. Nō reira, kia koutou, ko pāno mai te reo irirangi e mihi atu nei, ko tāku keirunga I te waia, te tamahine nei ko Trudy Brown, anora pōwhiria mai, kiuta, a mau a kōrero anō e pāpāna ki ngā pātaka kai o te hiko teika, mauri o rara. Nō reira, e te tamahine e Trudy, kia ora anora.
Ai, tēnā koe tā, tēnā koutou katoa I whakarongo mai ana. Ai, my heart is very much with the whānau at Paparore, te Pāaparore Marae. This morning as they prepare to farewell, you know, their whaia, their grandmother, their mother, their auntie, their sister, whaia Norma, Moses. So yeah, very much thinking about that whānau this morning and whaia Norma. She was very much a strong supporter of our purakaupapa Māori, Te Rangi A Niwaniwa. So yeah, she's going to be a huge loss, not just to her family, but to our community. In saying that, turning my mind back to our pātaka kai, it's been a very busy week, but I just want to thank the people that have been dropping off food every day. We've had cans of sardines in our pātaka, lots of vegetables and kind of packaged food, and you know, just everything is helpful and everything is needed. So I just want to mihi to those whānau that have, you know, just found it in their hearts to drop something off at our pātaka. You know, nothing is too big or too small, and everything is used, you know, by another whānau and is very much appreciated by those whānau. A lot of our whānau are just struggling to make ends meet, not because they're misusing their money or they're not spending properly. It's just hard times, and you know, you can barely just some whānau can barely just pay their rent and their power and their water, and you know, there's not that much left over for kai. So if you are cleaning out your pantry or you know, going shopping, you know, just buy an extra can or two for our pātaka kai, and just know that it's being used in a good way by our whānau. The tikanga at our pātaka is you just take what you need and leave what you want. And we certainly see people who just take what they need. You know, they don't go crazy and empty the whole pātaka out. They just take what they need for the night. And then normally, when they're in a better position, they always give back to our pātaka. So that's how it works. It's a community-led project. It's accessible 24/7. It doesn't close. So at any time of the day or night, you know, you can put food on there. Yeah, there's no forms to fill out. There's no appointments to be made. There's no interviews to go to. You just help yourself. Ai, kia ora.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine mihi atona mō tēnā. Respectively, support those, well, what you've shared with our people out there and te aroha ki te whānau. E noho nei te wahanga ki raro te kākahu taratara, te wahanga moke moke e pāna ki tēnā o ngā whāia. Ka hoki atu te hanga nei ki roto te koiwi o wō nā tupu nā tēnei rātonu. Nō reira, tāria te wā, engari mai anō kia koe, e te tamahine e Trudy. Mai I kona, we are at the stage of 12th of November now. We are barely a month away from Christmas. Any planning or any whakaro between now and Christmas? For one, for our pātaka kai, how about the whakaro? Are we going to be moving in to another level of covert? The whakaro, are we going to be moving into maybe water restrictions because of the summer coming through and whether it's going to be as dry as it was last Christmas? Have you, you and your team had a chance to even look or even consider those other kaupapa and wahanga in front of us leading into Christmas, Trudy?
Yeah, so what we've seen is that food is definitely a need for a lot of whānau, whether they're kaumātua queer, whether they're single adults, people living on their own. and especially families, food is the biggest need at the moment, closely followed by housing, because that still is a need in our community. So with water restrictions coming up, I can definitely see that happening over Christmas if we, you know, we were lucky to have a nice bit of rain the other day, but I doubt that that's going to carry on over that Christmas period. So I suppose it's just really reminding our whānau and reminding whānau to just start preparing now for that time where there's not going to be a lot of water. So, you know, trying to catch rainwater if you can, if you're one of these people in town, or if you're, you know, if you're in the country, you know, just making sure that you're getting the best use out of your water tank and make sure your gutters are clean and all that sort of stuff. You know, we really need to make use of those times when it does rain. Fill up bottles of water and just store them, you know, in a safe, dark place in your whare for those times where you might need water. I know, yeah, people are starting to do things like that now, buying extra food and just filling up the pantry or filling up the cupboards. So, you know, come Christmas, there's that little bit extra, because you always get manuhiri and it always gets busy around that Christmas period. So we're sort of helping people prepare for that. But like I said, there's... you know, whānau are just struggling in general because the money that they make is just not covering the rent and all the basic needs that they have to pay. And, you know, their money is just going on their living costs. It's not going on, you know, flash things like buying clothes even. A lot of whānau are, you know, haven't bought clothes because they just can't afford to do things like that. So our mahi with the whānau we work with is about trying to plan... so that they don't get stuck at that Christmas period when all the services are shut and, you know, you're kind of stuck in an emergency situation. We're just asking that people work with us and put a whānau plan together and start putting things aside for when it does get really rough and there's not a lot of services available to help.
Ai, kia ora, Trudy. Ko tēnei hei kōrero ngā mutunga mataua. You know, I acknowledge everything you've said, and this is for last thing for you and I to speak about. One of our ministers, e pēnei a koe nā e whaia, e tupuna, e māma, e tuahine. Tērā ko nanaia, ko ia te kanohi ki te ao o Aotearoa ki te ao. Nanaia is the face, the eye, the tāmoko, which represents Aotearoa to the world out there. How would you express your feelings about the positions now Nanaia holds as a Minister of Internal or External Affairs, as a kanohi kitea, as the eyes the world is going to see, not the face of a Pākehā, but the face of a true Māori and also a moko kauai? What would you like to share about this minister, this wahine?
Absolutely support that she is the right person for that mahi, and absolutely believe that she will put our Māori views and our Māori face out into the, you know, internationally. She will be able to represent Māori and New Zealand and Aotearoa, because for, you know, I don't know how many hundred years, they've seen it as we've been pushed into the shadows. So I love the fact that Nanaia is there and representing us, and she has the experience too. You know, she has been a politician for a long time. She comes from a whakapapa of, you know, leaders. So I was, you know, I'm 100% behind, you know, her being our face in the international and political arena. So I'm looking forward to what that might bring. And I know that a lot of, you know, she has had a lot of negative, racist, really, comments on Facebook about the fact that she has a moko kauai. But that's just who we are. And I think that's a good thing. So, yeah.
Aye, kia ora. You know, myself personally, even so I'm half Māori, half Pākehā, it's taken a long time, you know, barring from that, like the last one that stood out to United Nations was Andrew Little that stood and apologised for what the government has done wrong to the people of this land. He apologised and put his hand out. Now we want some money to help us undo the wrong we have done. You know, I have never heard anything so stupid in all my life. Hopefully, this one with Nanaia Mahuta, where the real kōrero will get out there and they will see te kanohi Māori, tewi taketake o tēnei whenua being seen in the forefront, not only to be seen but also to be heard, not like in a years a gone past. And now what's Margaret Mutu's kōrero? She said, they put us in the forefront like performing monkeys doing kapahaka. Hopefully that, you know, that'll be a thing of the past, as our culture, our face and our identity to be the forefront of Aotearoa, so the world can see Aotearoa, its native indigenous people, for what they are, not what Pākehā believe them should be. Nera?
Oh, definitely. And I think the way that we behave in that area, you know, internationally, people want to see our faces out there. You know, they know about the haka, they know about Māori, but they just don't see it coming in that political face, with the political face. So it'll be great to have Nanaia there. I'm looking forward to see, just how that goes for us.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi e te mahine mō tō wātea mai anō ki te kōrero kia pā, engari mauri atu te koroai o te aroha, hei hipo ki kirunga te whānau me te kuia e takoto mai nā i roto tōna waka tīwaiwai, tāri ana te wā, ka hoki atu ia ki roto te aroaro o te kaihanga. Nō reira, ngā mihi kia koe kore mutu, engari mihi mō tēnei wāra e te tamahine Trudy Māori Orara.
Kia ora.
Ka koutou anō whakarongo maira ki te manuhiri a pā me wērā kōrero, timatātu mai ngā kōrero pātaka kai mo te hiku, whānui atu wōna whāwhātanga ke atu, ko pā me tāna manuhiri, Trudy Brown, Māori Orara.